Dear diary. Okay, so I want to have a beautiful partner who is absolutely the sweetest and kind and loving and beautiful and sexy and fun and fully committed and like really into it and loves me like crazy. And I have no freaking clue what kind of partner I want to be. Hello and welcome to Kindness Intelligence with me, Chris Davis, your host. So this week, we are talking about how to find an amazing partner and how it relates to commitment versus relationship. So this is a fun one. I feel like this is more than one podcast, but I've spent a lot of time. I'm a little obsessed with love, if you've not noticed. So really, to me, understanding how to find, you know, the perfect partner, this amazing partner, how do you do it? So I really think it stems from, that search stems from finding security, right? And I mean, you can see all the movies, all the books, you know, it's really about, I want to feel secure in my relationship and someone who really matches me and my soul. But how do you really do that? Like, how do you feel secure in your relationship, but also in yourself? And I really think that involves trusting this person, but also trusting yourself and your decisions. So I'm really going to talk about how to develop that trust within yourself and within your relationship of this person. So I think the best way to start too is a la Google, which defines a relationship as the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. So it's about connection. So relationship is about connection. And we, of course, you know, really go, okay, I want to be in a relationship. Like, I don't want something casual, or I don't want something, you know, people love to define. Like, they just want to define. When you're dating someone, they're like, what are we? Like, what are we doing? And it's really funny. I find it very funny because it's so subjective. So, you know, it can be something as, you know, you almost have to create your own metrics. It's funny because it's like, what are the conditions? Well, you know, if he introduced me or she introduced me to their friends, then that's more serious. Or if we sleep together, like that means, are we exclusive now? Or does that mean we can see other people and it's casual? Like, there's a lot of defining in relationships. You have to repeatedly define what you are to each other and how you relate and coexist. So, you know, coming from that lens, there's an interplay of having to trust this other person and hoping that they're honest, and then being honest yourself. So what I always say is, you know, for my own being, two things going, like, I just want to be casual and let's take it easy, to like, hey, what is this marriage proposal? Like, I'm in love with you. Like, take it easy, like tone it down 50 million notches and start with, okay, so why do I need to define this? And how do we communicate? That's how you start. Like, are we communicating well? Like, are we communicating well on date 4, let alone 4 months from now? Just ask yourself, how do we relate to one another in communication? Are we open? Are we honest? Do we share what we think? Can I be free with this person? Can I freely do what I want with this person? What are the expectations? And what do I value? Like, what do I value and what do they value? And what are our expectations? So it's really asking yourself and staying in your own lane and going, okay, so what are my expectations? What am I hoping to get out of this? What am I open to? Am I communicating? So you, again, you're a relationship takes two people. So it's not about, you know, we think it's like, okay, like I'm going to figure out what they want and then, or hear it and then adjust to myself accordingly. Like, no, like actually go, you know, I'm going to consider what I value, what I expect. Am I communicating what I want? Am I being open? Am I being honest? And then from there, kind of have that expectation and openness to hearing, well, okay, like these are my expectations. These are my wants. These are my wishes. And that's relating. And now when you bring in commitment, oh, the fun word, the joyful word, the one that everyone vies for, commitment. This is where it all takes shape, right? So really, Google, because we need to define what now commitment is. Making a commitment, are you ready, involves dedicating yourself to something like a person or a cause. Before you make a commitment, think carefully. A commitment obligates you to do something. Some commitments are large, like marriage. Thank you, Google. Thank you. So think carefully, everyone. Google suggests it when you are committing. Think thoughtfully. I would like to acknowledge that it says commitment obligates you to do something. So I want to write Google that they should really rephrase that, because I think commitment is all about intention. And anything that obligates you to do something, not a good idea. Like you want to be in a committed relationship. Do you see how I did that together? Committed relationship. You want to be intentional. You want to be deciding to make that commitment, right? Like it's not decided for you. Like you don't just date someone and then you're like, after 4 months go like, I guess we're committed. Like, I guess we're together now. Like, what the fuck? Don't do that. Like, just take full stock of where you are in it and really be committed via, I'm going to commit to the daily progression. I'm going to commit to showing up. I'm going to commit to my heart in this. I'm committing my heart to this. And that's, to me, where a committed relationship is truly defined, because it's in the day-to-day. It's how you reveal yourself in that day-to-day, right? So it's not the grand gestures or going through the motion of taking you out for dinner and, you know, going on a date or meeting your friends. It's not what it's about. Those are conditions. What I'm talking about is the tough stuff, like, and sometimes, and the easy stuff too, and the fun stuff, where it's, I'm committed to hearing you. I'm committed to listening to you. I'm committed to being your friend and working on myself for you and for me and showing up. Like it's the daily intention, right? So, and one of my best friends, like, kind of blew my mind with this statement. It was really cool. And it was, you know, she said, your partner's not in front. They're not behind you. They're right beside you holding your hand. Like you're looking at the path together, right? Like you're in it together. You're figuring it out together. And yes, separately, because, you know, you want to work on yourself and be that single person in this relationship, but that's where the trust is cultivated, right? Like it's cultivated in the day-to-day, and the person who is intentionally after your heart and intentionally wanting to see it and know it. And it's not about acquiring, you know, the time of, you know, going to all these fancy places and dating you. It's seeing you. It's seeing you for who you are. And I think, to me, when you're like, I want to find this amazing, perfect person and this partner, you gotta be that for you and for them too. And I think that's what we don't talk about enough is that we have so much expectation of what we want this other person to be that we don't ask ourselves enough. Can I commit to being a good person? Can I commit to my own self-understanding and showing up and being kind and authentic and hearing them and feeling like I'm worthy of love and I'm worthy of giving love? And I think once you start to ask yourself, you know, trying to find this perfect partner, and you realize that you're part of it. Like, you need to be that perfect partner for them, because once you start to do that, you'll match it. Like, you will match it because it falls into place, because you're not worried anymore about finding this perfection. You're concentrated on growing yourself and finding someone who's doing that as well. So you're cultivating the best of who you can be. And when you start to do that, you start to attract people that will show up and will be respectful and kind and loving, because it's innate within them, right? So yeah, you're going to go for the fancy dinner, and yes, you're going to meet the parents, and yes, you're going to, you know, kiss under the mistletoe and all those sweet things, but it's with someone who has really worked on their heart and their center, and it's in their desire to show up. It's in their desire to be in love, in their commitment to be loving to you. And if you're asking that of someone, but then not asking that of yourself, you want to be the perfect partner. You want to be the dream partner. That's what your dream partner deserves, that they deserve you as your best self. So commit to being kind and being loving and being that love for someone else, and you will find the perfect person, and you will find the best partner in you for them, and vice versa. You've been listening to the Kindness Intelligence podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in. If you have any more questions or feedback, you can reach me at Insta at KatieInTheCity30. Thanks so much again. I love you, and chat soon.